From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French expatriates have been voting in France's presidential election taking place today. In New York City, French citizens like this one went to her country's embassy to vote.
And with the security issues, all the issues that we have right now, and all of the employment issues, I felt like maybe they needed a change. So maybe for the second round, I'll probably switch to another, but like so far, so good.
11 candidates in all are vying to replace incumbent President Francois Hollande, who announced earlier this year that he would not run for another term. The top two candidates emerging from today's voting will compete in a May 7th runoff. Scientists and their supporters took the unprecedented step of staging marches in more than 600 cities worldwide in the face of what they see as a growing political assault on evidence-based knowledge. Here in Washington, Joe Rumm, the founding editor of climateprogress.org, said so-called science nerds have made a huge difference in the modern world.
So nerds were crucial to founding and building this country. Nerds can do anything if we work together. We can save the climate with nerd power, but only if we defend science from attack. After all, climate change is reality, not reality TV.
And that international event coincided with Earth Day. Activists monitoring Syria's long-running civil war say airstrikes have seriously damaged an underground medical center in Idlib province, just kilometers from the site of a deadly chemical attack that sparked international outrage in a U.S. cruise missile retaliation earlier this month. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes targeted a cave that housed the rebel-controlled Abdin Medical Facility. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has apologized for the cancellation of election primaries Friday after voter turnout ended up being much higher than expected. Kenyatta said in a statement that primary elections do not usually inspire the level of turnout seen Friday. Complications include insufficient materials, flawed ballots, and general confusion. The primaries are being held in advance of a national election in August that will include the contest for the presidency. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani has declared a national day of mourning after scores of soldiers were killed by Taliban fighters. The attackers, disguised as fellow soldiers, got to a military base just as soldiers were finishing up afternoon prayers. It is being described as the deadliest attack of its kind on an Afghan military base since 2001. North Korea has detained another U.S. citizen. The Korean-American man was arrested in Pyongyang International Airport as he was preparing to leave the country. Identified only by his surname Kim, the man was reported to have been discussing relief activities in North Korea for about a month. The reason for his arrest was not immediately clear. It brings the number of Americans detained by North Korea to 3. North Korea has in the past detained U.S. citizens to use them as bargaining chips in its negotiations with Washington. Philippine soldiers have killed 3 more Islamic State-linked militants on a resort island where they were hiding after a failed attempt to kidnap tourists. The Islamist militants from the Abu Sayyaf group were killed in a clash a considerable distance to the north of their strongholds and far south of the predominantly Christian country. President Trump marked his first visit to a military hospital by awarding a Purple Heart to an Army sergeant. Here is the Master of Ceremonies at the presentation, which took place at Walter Reed Military Hospital.
This is to certify that the President of the United States of America has awarded the Purple Heart, established by General George Washington at Newburgh, New York, August 7, 1782, to Sergeant First Class Alvaro Barrientos, United States Army, for wounds received in action on the 17th of March, 2017, in Afghanistan.
Purple Heart is awarded to service members who are wounded or killed in action. Mr. Trump reportedly met privately with about a dozen other service members who are receiving care at the medical center. Erin Moran, the former child star who played Joni Cunningham in the sitcoms Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi, died Saturday at the age of 56. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.